People Underground. Text by Nicholas Brash. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now, turn to page 4. Chapter 1. Under the Ground. As people walk around, they take in the sights and the sounds around them. They take notice of what other people are doing and how they are acting. They also take notice of other people working and playing, and of the homes that they live in. But people rarely take time to think about what is going on under their feet. A lot goes on under the surface of the earth, and much of it involves people working, playing, and even sleeping. Chapter 2. Working Underground. Coal mining is one of the main work-related activities that occurs underground. People have worked underground mining coal since the 1800s. Coal mining became an industry in the 1800s because of the Industrial Revolution. During the Industrial Revolution, large factories were built to produce many kinds of goods. Coal is a source of energy. In the 1800s, it provided fuel for machinery in factories and for steam trains that transported the goods. It was also used to heat houses. Coal is still mined today. While some of the machinery and equipment used to collect and transport coal is different from that used in the 1800s, coal mining still requires people to work underground. Coal miners who work underground have four main tasks. First, they operate equipment that makes tunnels underground. These tunnels give miners access to the coal. They also allow miners to walk or crawl through the mine. Tracks are laid in the tunnels so that carts and other vehicles can transport coal and people. Second, coal miners operate equipment that keeps tunnels from collapsing. For example, coal miners use bolting machines to drill holes in the mine roof to insert bolts that support the roof. Third, coal miners operate equipment that drills through the ground and collects the coal. The coal is then transported to the surface. Transporting the coal is the fourth main underground task of coal miners. Chapter 3. Playing Underground. People have found ways of using areas underground for recreation. Caving is one of the most popular underground recreations. It involves finding and exploring caves. Some caves that cavers explore are in the earth. Cavers access these caves by climbing into them. Other caves that cavers explore are underwater. Cavers access underwater caves by diving underwater and finding a hole into the cave. Cavers who explore underwater caves have to use special diving equipment. They need to have done a lot of diving before they try to explore underwater caves. Exploring underground and underwater caves is a dangerous but exciting recreation. Chapter 4. Living Underground. Coober Pedy is a town in South Australia. It has a population of about 3,500 people. Coober Pedy is a hot place. In summer, the temperature can reach more than 40 degrees Celsius. Sometimes in Coober Pedy, the temperature will stay above 40 degrees Celsius for several days in a row. Because Coober Pedy is such a hot place, most people who live there live underground. Living underground may seem like a strange way to live, but it works well for the people of Cooper Pedy because it is so hot there. In Cooper Pedy, there are underground houses, hotels, and shops. There is even an underground church, an underground art gallery, and underground museums. The name Cooper Pedy is believed to come from the Aboriginal words Cooper and Pity, which together mean white man in a hole. Most underground homes are built in old mines. People get natural light through holes cut into the earth. The holes have glass panes put over them that let the sunlight in but keep dirt and other materials out. The people of Cooper Pedy also get their water from underground. Their water comes to them through a pipeline from an underground water source about 25 kilometres from the town. People choose to live in Cooper Pedy because it is close to most of the world's supply of opals. Cooper Pedy is known as the opal capital of the world. Opal was first found in Cooper Pedy on the 1st of February 1915. Since then, this small town has been supplying the world with beautiful opals. Glossary. Industrial Revolution. A time, mainly in the 1800s, when goods were first produced in factories on a large scale.